It's still pitch black outside when I walk up a flight of steps and enter the side door of a building in Tacoma.
Good morning.
Despite the hour, the place is packed.
Good morning, everyone!
The leader goes by the name Ms. Monkey.
This is our 17th year of doing this, right?
There are cardboard boxes in the corner filled with about 1,000 multicolored hollow glass balls about the size of oranges and smaller, heavy glass medallions. Each is a labor of love. Ms. Monkey and other glassblowing artists volunteer their time each year to make them. Others in the community join in the giant hiding expedition.
We got one per carload.
A mom and her 12-year-old daughter pick up a box and agree to let me ride along, asking only that I protect their anonymity. We head to East Tacoma. This is their first time hiding what are called monkey shines, although they have found them in the past.
I think last year, the one I kept was a... it was like a glass-blown flower, which was really cool.
You got a medallion?
Yeah.
All right.
Got a big one.
Go hide it.
Okay. It's raining. Really, really raining. And we have to use our flashlights to see anything.
Let's just throw it down there and see where it lands.
I don't want to climb down there.
Should we try the back area?
When this underground art happening, if you can call it that, started, it was around the Lunar New Year, and it was the year of the monkey. Ever since, all the treasures being hidden are just referred to as monkey shines. This year, you do see a lot of rodent images on the artwork since it's the year of the rat.
It's like a purple round ball with a rat, I think, eating a cherry on it. It's cute.
Monkey shines have become prized possessions in Tacoma, so much so that people have been known to stalk those out hiding them.
There's people.
At one location, the daughter notices something.
You think they're looking?
I think they're looking. So you just, you got to be kind of like secretive when you're hiding and pretend that you're the ones looking for stuff too. Oh,
we continue on.
Literally, there was like no spots there, so I had to hide it on the bench.
The founders say when they began, Tacoma was kind of depressed, and this just seemed like something that could help cheer people up.
I think that's a beautiful thing about it, is like, it doesn't cost anything. It's in all across different neighborhoods, right? So it's not just downtown, it's not just in, I don't know, North End or somewhere like that. It's in every single community and neighborhood in Tacoma.
I could put the glass here somewhere. It's just nothing jumping out to me. Oh, yeah. I could put it in the tree.
Finally, with the glassworks distributed, we head back. Then, as I'm driving home with the sun about to come up, I notice in a park facing the waterfront, there are several people looking for something.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question?
Why do I have a flashlight?
Well, I think I know, but why don't you tell me?
We're out hunting for monkey shines.
Have you found any?
Yeah, he found a medallion. Yeah.
Oh, lucky. What's it like?
It's a yellow one. It has an imprint of a mouse on top, or a rat on top.
Yeah.
And it's about 3 inches in diameter. So.
Yeah, it's really cool and really pretty.
If the point of monkey shines is to spread a little sunshine, you could say mission accomplished. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.